Mr. President, on behalf of the Government of Greenland, I would like to thank you for the opportunity to engage in this dialogue with the working group. In 2009, Greenland entered a new era with the inauguration of the new Act of Self-Government, which gave Greenland further self-determination within the Kingdom of Denmark. Through the Act, Greenland has the legislative and governmental powers in specific areas of responsibility transferred from Denmark to Greenland. The lifting of reservations to conventions ratified by Denmark and relating to Greenland requires prior examination of the Greenlandic legislation and presentation to the Parliament of Greenland. Generally, it's the policy of the Government of Greenland and the Parliament to ratify core international human rights instruments. It is the responsibility of the Government of Greenland to ensure the implementation of international conventions in areas taken over by Greenland. As a result, Greenland participates actively in the UN human rights system and the reporting by Denmark to the treaty bodies of the United Nations. Mr. President, since our last appearance before this working group, we have progressed and we have taken steps to promote human rights in Greenland with the establishment of a Greenlandic Council for Human Rights in 2013. Moreover, in 2014, the mandate of the Danish Institute for Human Rights was extended to Greenland. The Institute and the Greenland Council of Human Rights cooperate to build capacity with respect to human rights in Greenland. In 2012, a Children's Council and Children's Spokesperson were appointed as part of the Children's Rights Institution. The collective role of the three bodies is to improve and increase awareness of children's rights and living conditions and ensure implementation of the UN Convention of the Rights of the Child. Mr. President, with regards to the recommendations accepted, Greenland has requested Denmark to revoke the territorial reservation for Greenland to the optional protocol to the Convention of the Rights of the Child on the sale of children, child prostitution and child pornography, and a protocol to prevent, suppress and punish trafficking in persons, especially women and children. The Danish Ministry of Justice is examining the Greenlandic legislation as a precondition for revoking the territorial reservation. Secondly, with regards to violence against women and domestic violence in Greenland, the Greenlandic Parliament adopted a strategy and action plan against violence in 2013. The action plan includes 31 activities targeted at combating domestic violence, including legislative amendments, campaigns, psychosocial reinforcement, and more. The activities focus on prevention, including support to the victims and skills development. The police in Greenland are also doing great efforts to combat violence in a program named Conversation Instead of Violence. Cooperation and involvement from different parts of society is of crucial importance in the combating of violence against women. Mr. President, despite the steps and action taken by the Government of Greenland, genuine challenges remain. The Government of Greenland is committed to meeting those challenges and taking the necessary steps to ensure that women and children are free from violence and from abuse. Thus, combating violence and improving the conditions for children will be a major priority in the years to come. With regards to the protection of children, the government has established a consultancy unit to assist the municipal social services to improve the overall quality and capacity of the municipal caseworkers in handling child cases. The unit is expected to be in full operation in 2016 and is expected to ensure that the municipal social services handle child cases based on the best interest of the child. As mentioned, the Government of Greenland and the Parliament of Greenland are committed to human rights, but it is a challenge for a small society with a population of just 56,000 to ensure the same kind of legislation and institutions, for example, complaint bodies as a state. Therefore, the Parliament has had a preliminary debate on the issue of combining the wish to strengthen human rights with the capacity of society at the autumn session 2015. The Parliament will resume this debate during the autumn session this year. Mr. President, members of the working group, thank you for your attention. We look forward to the interactive